Blog Talk Radio.
Real Talk with Emo Radio Show.
Welcome to the third season of Real Talk with Emo, my exclusive hour and a half late night radio / talk show here on Streets Radio. Catch me right here every Monday, 10 p.m. West Coast time. I'll be bringing you real talk about everything in life, from music, racism, politics, new world conspiracies, violence, religion, and at the same time giving you some good music and special interviews throughout the season. So tune in every Monday, 10 p.m. on your cell phone or online, and be sure to tell a friend. To talk to me live during the show, just give me a call at area code 646-478-3243 and press 1, and be sure to be ready to go live or just sit back and enjoy the show. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show on StreetsRadio.com.
Yeah, what it do, what it do. Happy Monday to all my peoples out there. It's 10 o'clock Monday, man. You know how I do it, Real Talk with Emo. Doing my West Coast thing, man. You know, nothing too big, nothing too small. Just trying to stick to my obligations. So I'm here for an hour and a half. I'm just going to play some music today. I ain't really got no special interviews or whatever. Might talk about a couple little things here and there, you know what I mean? Because I want to touch on that Illuminati stuff, man. I wish I could just have a bunch of people on this conversation right now, but I really want to know how people feel about this. I want to see if people are paying attention to what's going on. You know, I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to hear about that. But, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first off, I wanted to say, you know, last Monday I didn't make the show because I was busy, tied up with other work. So, you know, I come do this as a volunteer thing. You know, ain't no money going in my pocket because I do this or whatever. So when I got some money things going on, you know, I got to stick to getting that money. And I make sure I won't keep y'all waiting too long. But now, in between time, 9/11, right? That was last Sunday, not the Sunday that passed. But, you know, I think it was the Sunday before that. As a matter of fact, yeah, it was Sunday before that. The Sunday before the Monday, I didn't come. So, yeah, that was the Sunday before last. 9/11, I dropped the mixtape, Worldwide Pandemic, Volume 6. And it's been getting some real good feedback, man. I mean, you know, I just do mixtape stuff to be playing around in the meantime just to give people something to hear me talk and say a little bit in between getting my real album together. And since I'm working on a double album and a DVD, hopefully it'll be a triple package, or I might have to put the double album in one little CD thing and then put the DVD in a DVD package. But, yeah, that's what I do. So I done made it to 6 mixtapes. I want to do 10 mixtapes in between, you know, when I finally came with an official album and then it's a double album and DVD. It's like, man, I want to get that right. Feel me? I don't really want to rush no album and put together nothing because, I mean, ain't nothing really going on in the game anyway. The record might not even sell. I might just get some credibility, you know, just showing people what I do and what I'm capable of. That's what my albums are about. So people see, oh, damn, he did the videos on this. Damn, he did the graphics to this. Damn, he did these beats. Damn, he can hold a rap. He do sound good. He has been out there putting it down. So all of that shit add up to make people want to start paying attention to you. You feel me? Doing this radio show, everything that I do is to make people pay attention to me a little bit more. And then when I drop that record, hopefully I get this deal situation, everything worked out to where I feel a little bit more confident in dropping the record as far as a company behind it and distribution and promotion. I got a couple situations going on, but right now I just put stuff through there just to test stuff, and I ain't really giving out my album, man, until it's right. You know what I mean? I want that DVD to look right. Everything, man. A couple of videos to the songs that's on there. A bunch of shit that you ain't going to see on YouTube, whatever. You know, that I ain't even putting certain stuff out until it come out. You feel me? So snatch that up, man. It's on my Facebook. Everybody on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, add me. Facebook.com/EMOE3000. And there's links all over my page to go download that thing. You know, even if you don't want to download it, you can go just play it. You feel me? And, I feel good if you just played it. And I don't care if you just like one song on there or whatever. I don't care if you don't like none of it. If you just gave it a chance and seen if you do like it, then you'll see what I'm about. And if you don't like what I'm saying on that mixtape and the things that I be doing and featuring and things you see me posting on my page, maybe you shouldn't even be on my page as a friend or whatever the fuck. But that don't matter. I don't really do it to make people like me. I do it to show people that there's something else out here to talk about. There's another image out here to portray. It doesn't have to always be the bling bling, you know, the clean shaven, you know, all that other shit, man. It don't have to be that. It don't have to be rapping about money all the time and all that. I rap about trying to get money, and I'm going to get money, and that I do be getting money because it's real. I'm not making up nothing I say. And then, you know, not to mention, I probably wrote about 3 songs at the last minute because writing is faster than me in a way, and I kind of get to be more deeper and more creative. So I wrote about 3 songs right at the end of the mixtape. When I felt I had to add some more to it, I wrote 3 more new songs to go on there. But all the rest of them songs on that mixtape is freestyle, turn on the mic, punch in where you mess up at. I fall off and I rhyme as good as I can rhyme, as far as I can rhyme. Then when I fall off, I just go clip that part off, come back, punch in where I fell off at. But it's all freestyle. None of that shit is written on those mixtapes, man. I just wanted to put that out there. Volume 1 through 6. I think on volume 1 and 2, I was writing a little bit more. But then I heard Lil Wayne and all them scene when he was doing his documentary. I'm like, man, these niggas ain't even writing none of this shit. They just going in there punching on, man. I'm finna do that. But I keep it for my mixtape shit. So, yeah, I did a couple of those on my album, but it was deeper, and I went deeper because the beats were original, and it was projects that made me feel like I had to go deeper into them because it wasn't just rapping over somebody else's beat or some downloaded beat from SoundClick. So my album, I take a little bit more of that in it, but I did use that too because I learned how to do it good. As you see, I've been through about 3-4 mixtapes since I discovered it, just because I knew I had to do fast mixtapes. I couldn't be spending a lot of time on that. So it was like, you know, can't be sitting down writing, thinking hard and all that about no fucking mixtape. This finna be free. Finna get this to people to download for free. You know what I mean? So that's how I do about the shit I put up there for free, man. Make you a record or something that you can give out to the people for free. Keep your good music and them songs you paying features for. I be seeing people paying features for a song and they ain't even putting $300-$400 into their own pocket for their own record. And then they pushing that song all on the internet, letting it get downloaded for free, you know. I mean, y'all, people can download music everywhere on the internet. I don't care if it's on YouTube or whatever. There's methods and programs and all that you can download anything you want to download. Once you put it on the internet, it's free for the taking. You know what I mean? So I just be trying to keep my good shit back, y'all. So if I build you up and make you appreciate me for the shit that I'm giving you, that's kind of like having fun. I do take it serious. It ain't no joke. But at the same time, if you like that shit, you're going to love my shit on my album. You know what I mean? And then a lot of people ain't going to love the shit on my album because I ain't got no money like that to really make you love the shit on my album. You feel me? So with that being said, I'm going to play one of these songs off the mixtape. This is one of my favorite songs off the mixtape. I might do a video to this one next because it's about some truth and it's about the real shit. And I'll be liking it, you know, come with that real shit. So I think I'm going to plot this video out. And it's going to be, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be about now. It's going to be me a little bit rapping, whatever, but it's going to be mainly scenes of hectic shit going on around here that motherfuckers is doing right now. The world is going crazy. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, Illuminati shit and all this. But this song right here is dedicated to that type of shit. If there is a big secret society shit that's plotting and planning to destroy the world, to start it all over and shit, this type of song is made for, wow. Like, damn, man, these motherfuckers are straight killing you in your face. So, you know, I just named the song Killing You. And mind you, I didn't write none of it. It's off the head, you know, just doing what I do. Off the mixtape, Worldwide Pandemic, mixtape volume 6. Make sure you go to the page, facebook.com/emo3000. You can see the link on there. Download that thing for me. Play that thing for me. Hear some realness, man. Hear the truth for a second. And this is one of the songs off of that called Killing You. So if you like this, well, you know, once again, look for the link and go down to download the whole mixtape, because the whole mixtape is about this. That's why I called it Worldwide Pandemic, because right now the bullshit, the fakeness, the stuff that's going on is spreading like a pandemic. People robbing people for their change and think that shit is funny because they on TV like, I got that many. It's like, y'all look like a bunch of broke bums sitting around trying to be like some other gangbangers from another country, another city, state that y'all ain't even from. I mean, it's just spreading, worldwide pandemic everywhere. Everybody just doing a bunch of crazy shit. So, you know, here go a song off of that. Make sure you download that. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Emo, like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. Sometimes I slack up and I don't promote it a lot just to see if people are going to really support and come through, listen to it, whatever. And as you see, you know, if you ain't got no interviewer, you ain't promoting, if I ain't doing whatever, whatever, and talking about nobody, they ain't paying attention. Because see, that's how society got your brain programmed, to make you follow the hype. So everything that they hype, you're going to follow, because they made it to where all you're going to hear on the radio is what they pushing. And eventually your brain just says, fuck it, I'll just fall into it. I'll keep hearing it over and over and over. They're brainwashing you, man, and killing you at the same time. So stay tuned. We're going to keep it rocking. I'm going to slap this right here and let you know how I feel about shit. You know what it is. Tune in. Tune in to Emo TV, too. See, I'll be doing so many jobs, I got to jump from Emo TV to Real Talk with Emo, to studio engineer Emo, to running the shop Emo, shop manager Emo, to graphic designer Emo, to photographer Emo. It just be, you know what I mean? So excuse me, man. You know what it is. I'm rambling on right now because ain't no callers online, whatever, so I can talk shit all day. You know what I mean? But in the meantime, we're going to slap this while I go smoke one.
The new world order is right around the corner.
Shiesty Productions. Exclusive.
So get ready. But in the meantime, we gonna change that shit. I'ma call that shit the new hood order.
The world is killing you. They
yeah.
Eat us all day.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see us dead.
They don't give a damn.
The world is killing you.
Yeah.
They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see
yeah.
You dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us. They call me easy. Life ain't easy. Catch me in the club getting jiggy with a breezy. Yes, you wanna please me. I ain't that easy. I don't like groupie hoes. I ain't Louise. So easy, take it easy. Niggas wanna plot now. Cause they see these hoes in the club wanna jock now. I keep it hot now. Headed to the top now. Rolling through the motherfucking hood with the top down. They tearing hoods down. So we might as well try to get this money before they burn the whole world down. I hope you're hearing me. It's a conspiracy to have a nigga like me locked in penitentiary. Look up the truth and you might just find out what the motherfucking truth is really all about. Poison the food and have you fucked up. If you ask me, I think they never did give a fuck.
The world is killing you. They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see us dead.
Cause they don't give a damn.
The world is killing you. They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see you dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us. When I was young, I wanted me a gun, so I hollered at the homie and I got me one. Quick to pop me one and drop me one. If any one of you police approach me, son, I'm not that one. I'm knowing what y'all plotting on to have my whole race dead and gone. Once again, it's on like Ice Cube and Dusty. Tupac, I'm down with the killer Illuminati. Hit him with the shoddy, hit him in they body. Cause
cause he tried to stop me from being somebody. I ain't going out, I'm coming back with ammunition. Hope you niggas listen, please pay attention. The next generation, they doomed if we don't step it up. They don't give a fuck about you, so now it's up to us. That's why I gotta cuss, to make sure you hear me. Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you, they want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you, they wanna see us dead.
Give a fuck about us. Robbed the White House, hope the camera didn't see me. Ran up in the building with a swisher and a beanie. Smelling like Kush, look for Bush, where Obama at? I want some head, so bring Bill Clinton back. Fuck the marijuana act, it's a setup. Fucking with my homies in the hood, help them come up. All they wanna do is try to poison you with that too. Follow all the trends, make a nigga get a tattoo. Fuck that, I'm better off selling crack. Back in the hood, front the sack, tell him bring it back. Count up the money, time to go and get a double up. And come right back, so I can bubble up. Money the mission, that's my only competition. Making sure I win over and over again, yeah. They don't like that, Empire Strike Back. Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you, yeah. They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you, they wanna see us dead.
Cause they don't give a damn.
The world is killing you, they want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you, they wanna see us dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us. Yeah, it's real talk, man. They don't give a fuck about you and you and you or you neither. It's all by design, nigga. Designed to control your motherfucking mind. Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They want us all dead.
They don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They want to see us dead.
They don't give a damn.
The world is killing you. They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you.
About nobody, color, race, or not. If you ain't with the shit, you just rolled over. You know what I mean? Same mentality in the hood. That's how the world is run. That's where we get it from. You know what I mean? But now, you know, that's on the Worldwide Pandemic Mixtape Volume 6. Make sure you go download that for your boy, man. If not, it's all good. You can press play and just listen to it while you working and shit and just hear what I be talking about. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it's something on there you need to hear. Some game we need to be woke up on. You feel me? So, you know, once again, thanks for tuning in to Real Talk with Emo, man. Like you should be every Monday, 10 p.m., I'm right here. If I'm not here, believe me, I'll be right back. You feel me? But I just wanted to put y'all up on something. My homies, the California Bear Gang. I mean, they signed with Made Sick, with Brother Lynch Hung's label. So their album drops worldwide, nationwide, tomorrow in stores. So, I mean, that date is 9/20/11. If you hear this archive later or whatever, you'll know, okay, it's in the stores. I can go actually buy this by then. Feel me? Not just on the internet posted and whatever. This is, you'll be able to walk in the store and ask the people, do you have California Bear Gang, the takeover? And they'll say, oh, yeah, we got about 50 copies or whatever that. You feel me? So, I mean, if y'all support Sac Hip Hop, man, them dudes is Sac Hip Hop, for real. So y'all, you know, if you're supporting what's going on, make sure you check out the California Bear Gang. Album drops tomorrow. It's called The Takeover. So they just dropped a video tonight. Got a little cameo from your boy. It's called The Claim the W, featuring San Quinn, done by Eddie Bay Film. Shout out to my homie Money L and the crew. But, yeah, y'all can go check that video out on my page, too, or whatnot. But if you hear this archive later and you want to check out their video, see what it's talking about, look up Claim the W featuring San Quentin. Or you can just look up California Bear Gang, one word, and then, you know, subscribe to their page, too, and watch the, you know, video, see what's popping. So, you know, I just, you know, like to put a little plug out there, because I know if it was me, I sure would want somebody to say, oh, you know, emo stuff dropping tomorrow, you know. But I ain't really got to that level yet. I'll be to that level when everybody's screaming emo name, yeah? But with that being said, we're just going to keep it emo then, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned to Real Talk with Emo. We're going to keep it slapping. We're on the mothership with my homie, Joe Wells.
What it do? The Bob Marley of rap in this bitch. Smoke with me one time. Let's get tired. Let's get tired. Let's get tired. Let's get tired. Yeah, we on some mothership. Let's get tired. Let's get tired. Let's get tired. Mothership. Yeah, we on some other shit. 35 years, I'm still rapping, still raw. Niggas still snitching. We'll tell what they saw. How you locked up for so long, you can't think.
Heard a lot of shit go wrong,
so don't blink. My niggas locked in jail, not knowing that it's hard as hell out on these streets too. So I do what I do, making these tracks move, keeping it smooth. I'm killing fools with Pro Tools, making the slump sound like a body in a trunk. With Raspy on the beat, you know it's been a bump. Now they got me hitting the stage, but it's a brand new year, so I'm flipping the page. You goddamn right, I'm on some other shit. Smoke all night until I'm high in the mother shit. And you can keep that XO. All I wanna do is just smoke on nitro.
Simply. Time to get off of something to have you higher than the ceiling. I'm feeling so great, the grapes that got me on my back. Break down the swisher and roll this sack. And in fact, I'm loaded, my eyes on focus. Break alone, beat the smell, and yes, I'm potent. I'm high as a mothership, now I'm on some other shit. Joe Bama, well right, taking over the government. Puff, puff, passer, man, don't harass her. The shit that I blow, I have you feeling like you work for NASA. I'm probably monkey barring on stars. Slumber party on Mars, you can tell who I are. It's the slickest guy, and yes, it's I, J-O. Easy to the wild, and young Pippin, I fly. Look, you ain't gotta tell me twice. Wild berry, great flavor, got me high as a kite. I'm
higher than a mother, let's get higher than a mother, let's get higher than a mother, let's get. Yeah, we on some mother, let's get higher than a mother, let's get higher than a mother, let's get higher than a mother, yeah, we on some mother shit.
Well, you just rocked it. Now let's head outside, dust the scavenger smokers and leave them with their mouth wide. Can I hit it? Hell no, you didn't put it on this. So now I'm in line to enter on the mothership. Probably not accident, just left planet Earth with a whole trip of her thinking that we gon' go to work and make more plans to get face out. And a rep Sacramento, A.E. go wild.
We stay high as a bird, smoking on some herb with my nigga Josie Wells in the club on purr. Hit the parking lot, catch me sipping on some Hennessy. Pour a little out for my nigga in the penitentiary. And when I touch down, blow a nigga face off. Never hear me cough, I smoke until I blast off. Yeah, we neighborhood rap stars, we go to work and spit pay styles and make sure we stay
higher than a mother. Let's get higher than a mother. Let's get higher than a mother. Let's get, yeah, we on some mother. Let's get higher than a mother. Let's get higher than a mother. Let's get higher than a mother. Yeah, we on some mother shit.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, Joe.
These niggas ain't out here doing it how we doing it, man. Out here on motherships and shit.
Yeah,
man,
I feel you, man. My nigga blaze the weed, can't you see we out the gutter? This shit is getting hard, so we killing one another. My nigga blaze the weed, can't you see we out the gutter? This shit is getting hard, so we killing one another. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter? We out the gutter every day. Trying to get the guap. I thought I told you motherfuckers it'll never stop.
Never.
And that's the truth. You can look back and see the proof. I've been here putting work in like every year. We out
the gutter, thought I told you that. And plus, I think I already showed you that. I'm on the grind till the day a nigga die. Fuck playing with the money, ain't a damn shit funny. In the land of milk and honey, all we do is get the paper. And on my strap in case I have to shoot a hater. And automatically it's finna get tragic if I cause a couple casualties and let a nigga have it. This shit is getting far, so we killing one another. My nigga blazed the weed, can't you see we out the gutter? This shit is getting far, so we killing one another. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter?
What is you saying? I've been out the gutter. Making money on the under, on some old other. Couple racks, stash, steady, trying to stack another. I'm talking income tax, checks, out your baby mother. Playing with my bread and butter, just gonna get you smothered. Call my homie Blanket, say he got it all covered. I'm talking lethal weapons, no Danny Glover. Let our guns do the talking and they all stutter. But anyways, let's get back to the money. This rap game, what you got for me? This tycoon's a name, but don't act like you know me. I'm only cool with a few, the rest of you niggas follow me.
Out the gutter. This shit is getting hard, so we killing one another. My nigga blazed the weed, can't you see we out the gutter? This shit is getting hard, so we killing one another. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter?
I told y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Not a game out here. Out the gutter digital. We everywhere, you never there. You understand me? Get with the movement and get moved over.
My nigga blaze the weed, can't you see we out the gutter? This shit is getting hard, so we killing one another. My nigga blaze the weed, can't you see we out the gutter? This shit is getting hard, so we killing one another. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter? You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. You see we out the gutter. Can't you see we out the gutter?
Bass style music.
Log on to paystyle.net for more information. And don't forget to check out Emo TV on youtube.com/emo3000. That's EMOE 3000. Need a YouTube video, studio time, graphic design, promotion, music production, or anything I can do to help, hit me anytime at facebook.com/EMOE3000.
Trying to make a change, paper chasing all this mail. I'm tired.
Yeah. What's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. That was a little homegirl, Diddy, right there. You feel me? She just turned 10 years old this week sometime. So, I mean, I'm impressed by what my homie Chris the Hustler did with her. We got a 6-song EP that's going to drop in about a week. You know what I mean? It's called From the Streets to the Playgrounds. Got 6 songs on there. All 6 of them slap. I'm riding down the street slapping this and got to take bass out. And I'm like, dang, I can't believe this little girl, 10 years old, she holding the rap. And, you know, yeah, if he wrote them or whatever, she's still saying them the way she's supposed to say it. And she sound like she's supposed to sound. She's not really saying too much grown stuff or whatever, but, you know, it's mob music that even a grown man can drive down the street and mob to. So you can get that, snatch it for your kids, no cussing in it, you know what I mean? And they can ride around playing that, supporting something real good. So, moving right along. Earlier I said I wanted to talk about the Illuminati shit, right? Only reason why I wanted to talk about that is it's really like showing his head right now. And a lot of people don't want to talk about that, but if you really look at it, it's real. If you look into it, whatever, you will have to see some truth about it. I mean, it can't be all made up. You know, everybody want to, whatever, and it's everybody that's saying it is nuts. But that's a weapon that they use. They ignore that, whatever. You know, like if somebody was talking bad about me, crazy about me, all I would have to do is ignore it, and it wouldn't even bother me. And I could keep on doing my thing or whatever. But when you get indulged into it, it turns into a big situation. So they just ignoring the fact that people are saying what they're saying. But believe me, people that run this country is not the government. It's not the president. These are people that go back generations after generations, over hundreds, maybe even thousands. I mean, they lineage, they didn't get wiped out of their past. So they know what, you know, where they come from the beginning. You know, they kept the knowledge from us so we couldn't know really where we come from, because if we knew that, we would know how powerful we was too. But see, they know the knowledge. They know the powers. They know what, how to do certain stuff a certain way, how to make people react a certain way, because they studied the knowledge. They know it, you guys. They have it in locked safes and locked vaults, bigger than bank vaults, libraries that's just locked up with all kind of knowledge that you guys don't know about. And the reason why they don't want us to know is so they can control it. They can run this world the way they want to run it. They got all kind of ways that they say, okay, this is how you should do this and that to make a human do this. So you won't have to put them in lock and chains and bondage and all that. You know, they'd be in check. So now it's getting hectic and chaos and all kind of crazy shit going on. They believe that, you know, certain people is helping them, certain entities and all of that is helping them run all of this. They believe that this was given to him to do certain things, to mislead people, to get people off the path of where you're supposed to be doing. That's basically what it all is. We're not supposed to be just killing off the air and living the way we live out here, robbing and murdering and killing each other and all kind of crazy stuff. That stuff is not supposed to be happening, and we know that. We feel it deep inside us, but in your brain, these movies and kicking in a person's door in the movie and how they shooting that gun, they make it look so good that it's implanted in your brain. It gets implanted in your brain, just like if they make a commercial look so good that you want to go buy that burger. They know those kind of tricks. They have people that they pay thousands and maybe even millions of dollars to make those kind of images up to trick your mind, to make you buy into this fast food shit. I mean, man, I go on days for starving if I got to eat some fast food, man. I mean, it's not too many places that I will go into. Every now and then I might get me some Kentucky Fried Chicken, or I might be forced to go buy me a burger or something from one of these places. And every time, it makes me feel like shit. Well, I choose not to even eat no fast food stuff. Now, I kind of got a problem with buying this box food shit and quick shit out the grocery stores, which is not cool. But in my mind, I say, okay, if I put it in the oven and not put it in the microwave, maybe that's saving me a little bit more, which I do believe the microwave is not good to cook and eat the food in, too. I mean, what kind of meal you can have that's really supposed to be cooked in 30 minutes, but if you put it in the microwave, it'll be done in 5 minutes, 3 minutes. That just don't make no sense to me. To me, that just scares me, so I don't really like to eat microwave shit. I don't like to eat fast food. That's why I'm so small, man, because it's like I don't like to eat none of this bullshit. People see me sometimes and, damn, you losing weight. Ooh. It's because I'm scared of this bullshit that's going on. They even say the water drinking supply is not good. And every day, you know, they try to tell you drink more water, drink more water. That's all a promotion to get you to drink more of the poison. So here I am every day feeling like, okay, I can't keep drinking these sodas and juice, so I got to drink some water. When the soda ain't good for you, the juice ain't good for you, now the water ain't good for you, the food ain't good for you, eventually we're going to be all running around here scavenging for just something to eat. Because people are going to get hip to what's going on, and people are going to stop eating that shit. And when we stop eating it and we stop supporting the clothes and the cars and the rims, they got to stop making them. But what they're going to do is go make something else that tantalizes your senses, that make you just stay in this frenzy of spending money and going in this circle. You know, the world was really created on bartering. You know, you give me some corn, I give you some wheat, because I'm over here growing this better than what you're growing, or I live over here and it grows better than what you're growing, so I got some wheat, you got corn, let's trade. So then they put this money system in there and created this chaos that's still going on to this day because of the money system. And they know that, so that's why they put the money system into effect. That's why they got all them the pyramids and all CNI and all that on the dollar, because that is a big part of controlling what they do. If it wasn't no money and people wasn't worrying about spending no money or getting no money, this world probably wouldn't be, not probably, I'm pretty sure, it wouldn't be as chaotic as it is right now. But everyone's chasing money, even myself. I don't exclude myself when I say they doing this and doing that. They doing it to us, everybody. I go around struggling every day to make ends meet because of my, you know, I don't want to work for nobody or whatever. I want to be my own boss, so I had to work hard to create my own businesses and stuff that will bring me money just to pay the bills. So believe me, if I wasn't making no money doing the stuff that I do, I would not do it. There's no way I could do it. I would have to go get me a job. I would have to go do something else that would pay the bills, because you can't just live around here broke. You can't pay the rent and pay your cell phone bills and your internet bills and all that broke. That's not going to happen. So if I want these things, a car helped me get some more money because I can drive out to somewhere and meet somebody and make some money and perform the service. You know, a computer helps me stay online up in this other, you know, this new world where you can make some money. So there's different things you got to have just to make some money. So you got to pay bills just to make some money. So you pay the bills, make the money, and then pay the bills. Make the money, then pay the bills. You never really get over the hump unless you strike it rich. And that's just like going to a casino and pulling that lever. Hopefully you're in the right place at the right time. It's your first time in here. They looking at your cameras, and then they let you in. That's how the world is really set up. The world is broken down into a whole bunch of little worlds to me. So it's like the same way that you, the same effort or whatever chemistry you find to make it through this situation, most likely you can apply that to something else and get through that too. So say, for instance, if you want to go to school and all that or whatever, you know, something that you put your heart to, just turn your mind into thinking about that, saying, I'm going to put my heart to this as much as I did that, and accomplish your shit. Finish your school. You know, get your mission completed. because the whole shit is to make us not complete nothing and just be bums and say, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to go to work for them every day. Work is, I mean, it's another part of their industry. Every place you work at, I don't care if it's McDonald's, a doctor's place, a lawyer's office, you working for America. You're a lawyer to keep they, you know, shit going. You're a police officer or whatever just to keep they shit in line. You don't go get a job for nobody else. That's for yourself. That you, even if you start your own business, you're starting a service and stuff like that to make somebody else more profitable on their planet, more worth something. Because if you're not doing nothing, you're just in the way. That's why they want to start this shit over. That's what the New World Order is about. It's like, we need to restart shit. Shit is not cool. They saying the Mayan calendar and all kind of shit is saying that stuff's supposed to fall apart and crumble. I mean, naturally, even if they do got a weapon or a weather machine, a lot of this stuff is supposed to be happening naturally. So say, for instance, they warn you that this might be happening and global warming is coming, but at the same time, they're doing this to make sure the stuff you've been scared of really comes to light. So you believe, like, dang, the Bible said in these days it was going to start doing this and doing that, so they're making it to start doing it. Who knows? It could be nature. It could be them. We don't know. They're not going to let us know. So all you can do is try to do the best you can before this shit ends. Who knows? When certain shit ends or whatever, you might not be a part of going down with it. You might be able to survive somewhere doing something or whatever. You know, just know that we are a part of something that's way bigger than what you really see. That's what the Illuminati mean. That's what the all-seeing eye mean. I mean, now they just throwing that shit out in movies everywhere. Guarantee you next movie or TV show, something, commercial, watch it. You'll see a checkered floor in damn near everything now. You'll see pyramids and triangles popping up damn near everywhere. Octagons, the sun. These are things, you know, people showing just their left eye, all that. You look at every movie you watching and don't even try to look for it. But I guarantee you, in all of that shit, something's going to pop up. That's one of their symbols that everybody's saying is their symbols, and that they do this, and they've been doing it for years. We wouldn't know that if they didn't create this internet for people to get on there and expose that. I mean, this shit been going on forever, but as soon as the internet got big enough for the people to do what they wanted to do, it was able to teach other people shit they found out. I see stuff all the time that I be want to film and take a picture of and upload and all that, but I'll be like, man, I don't want to get my account deleted or somebody come, because I've seen them. People upload videos and shit, and next thing you know, they deleted it and all that, and then the account gone the next couple of weeks, and it's like, damn, man, I'm on here for business trying to make money. I ain't really on here to try to little old me bring down they big-ass empire. You can't. And they won't let that happen. If you ran something and you created something for so many goddamn years, would you just let somebody come through and just crush your shit like that? A little person? No. It's bigger than me and you. It's bigger than the whole world. They run the whole world. I mean, it's also been talk about how they didn't already build space stations and places in this space like Star Trek, you know, little ships that they people can really live on. Not just one person, but at least 100,000 people can live on this ship. And you'll be living in space. How we know? We can't go to space and see what they're doing up there. The pictures and shit they show us is stuff that they're going to show us. If not, it's classified or, hey, delete that. You better not let the world get to that. You know, they control the media and everything we see. So it ain't like we see what's really going on out in space. But believe me, a lot of shit is going on in space. Thousands of satellites directed all over the globe to where no one can really get away from nothing. I don't care who you is or what you're doing. You can go to this state and that, whatever. They eliminating that. You can run, hide, all that. They want to be able to track you everywhere you go. So you'll be able to go to this place and that place without a passport like that or whatever, because now you'll be chipped up. And so anywhere you go, anything you do wrong, you walk by that scanner, it just scans your chip, you can keep on walking. It's nothing. They ain't got to stop you. The line's closed. That's why they can get robots standing there now and all that, because it's just a machine saying, thank you, sir. How you doing, Emmanuel Avery? While you walking up to the motherfucker. They don't need people that are standing out there no more. That's why they say the future is going to robots. They promoting that a lot. You can see a bunch of stuff going on, robots, humans connecting with robots. And, you know, they probably got a bunch of droids and clones and shit like that going on right now. And we don't even know it. There's people walking around right now that was created from a clone and shit. Feel me? But I'm telling you, though, that's the reason why I wanted to talk about that is because a lot of people don't want to see what's going on outside of your hood, outside of your house, outside of your family, outside of the people you love. There's other people out here that love people and got loved ones, too. They are being affected by the shit just like you are. Don't care how much you want to act like it's not going on and you want to just close a blind eye to the shit. Some shit, some serious shit is really going on in this world. And we don't have to call it Illuminati, Freemasons, or Masonry, is Mason, none of that. Just know whoever you think is running the country really ain't. It's like who they work for. And then the people above them, who they work for. And then they work for it. They work. So it's like it's always a pyramid. And believe me, there's some... It ain't just one person no more at the top of the pyramid, you feel me? But there's people at the top of the pyramid, and we are now at the bottom. And it's designed that way. You know, what they did was study what a pyramid means. Why was that built back there back then, and how is it still lasting all these years amongst earthquakes and all? You know, they studying all that to figure it out. And they're like, wow, they built it like this because it sends a signal to the sun and does this and all. So they go build a pyramid-like type shape thing and find out that's powerful shape. I mean, you know, I was just checking out on YouTube how they got this Illuminati clothing line. And Lil Wayne just had on about at least 10 pieces of the Illuminati clothes that I've been seeing him wearing over all this time, and I didn't know it until somebody compiled all that shit in one video. I'm like, wow, all of this stuff he's been wearing is from this Illuminati-type all-seeing eye clothing line. With all the symbols on it, all the shit, whatever, man, I'm telling y'all, man, it's out there. They know what they're doing. They know they're hiding it from you, because if they wasn't hiding it from you, you might be able to stop it. So just watch out for that Illuminati shit, man. I mean, just don't even call it a name, because the mentality now is in everybody's ass. Everybody trying to push somebody else down so they can be on top. That's what the Illuminati mentality is, and it's spreading. That's what my worldwide pandemic was about. Even calling it that mixtape is because if we got certain people up here running the world like criminals already, of course, it's going to trickle down to the police stations and every fucking thing else. Because it's like, damn, this is how this person getting by, running shit. Well, fuck it, I'm going to go over here and be cutthroat and do what I got to do to get by, too. Fuck it, the world ain't shit. So they're creating this mentality to make us not give a fuck. And at the same time, they training for war, getting secret weapons together, all kind of shit y'all don't even be seeing, man. But you'll see it when they pull that shit out on your ass. So they know that what they got planned is going to make people uprise. So, you know, you send soldiers over to Iraq and shit and make them practice. Yeah, we lose some in the middle of that. They don't give a fuck about losing people. To them, it's a spiritual sacrifice when they lose somebody, when somebody die. It was a casualty of war is what they call it. But to them, it's a sacrifice. Some people really believe in that in this world. Some people really believe in shit like that. And the reason why you don't believe in it is because you wasn't taught about it. You don't know that maybe it is a good thing if I sacrifice somebody, I might get something. you know what I mean? Who knows? You sacrifice to a good God or a bad God, and we don't know that because the knowledge was taken away of why people did that way back in the day. BC, 200, this, that, when we see stuff about movies of people sacrificing, that existed. So why can't you believe that it exists still to this day and people still do it somewhere? But now they do it in bigger numbers. They sacrifice people in war all the time. You know what I mean? So they send people over there to wars and all that shit, and that be practiced. Because believe me, when they turn the shit on us, our own people, our sons, all kind of shit, that went and enlisted into the armies and navies and all that, will have to turn on us. Bottom line, they're going to have to do their duty and come and say, I'm sorry, but we have to take you into custody because this, and that world outbreak is going on. Everyone has to come. You're like, well, I don't want to do it. This hasn't reached here. Yeah, I understand, but you have to come with us now. There will be nothing you can do and say. So that, you know, that's they know how to check their own people when it comes down to it because they got us in check already. They got everybody scared to say something. You know what I mean? Right now, they probably listen to what I'm saying. And it's like, who the fuck is this dude? Who is he? Let's look into him and see what he's going on. He's over here talking a lot, whatever. Oh, he's no one. He's nobody. So they don't worry about it. But the bigger you come and the more you do stuff, you know, that's why, I was looking at this video of Michael Jackson talking about the Illuminati and how things he wanted to get out of because the contracts and the people, you know, was running his life into the dirt. And those videos that he was filmed saying, you know, was like right before he got the sexual molestation charges, and then, you know, after that didn't work, he gets murdered. You know, I seen read something the other day that Jermaine Jackson said that, you know, if Michael Jackson would have been convicted, we already had a plane, jet, and a car already ready to whisk him away out of the country so he couldn't be messed with. Mike didn't supposedly know about the plan, but you know, they felt that once it went down, that he probably would have went along with it when they told him, okay, hey, we got this in the process, let's get out of here. So Michael Jackson's family said if they was about to convict him for some sexual shit or whatever that he did not do, that we was planning to make sure as soon as they told him he was convicted that we was going to throw him in a private jet and all that and whisk him away. Jermaine Jackson said this. They was going to flee. They said if America was to treat the Jacksons like this, then the Jacksons don't need America, something like they said. I mean, you know, and that's how people in that level of the world, they know. They've been in the deep shit. They see that, man, if it get all hectic or whatever, at least we can go over here or we can go there. They got so much money they can hide because there's people that are doing that to this day that ran from a bunch of murders or, you know, whatever, they somewhere in another place chilling. You know, they always throw up the theories about how Pac and Biggie might not be dead and all that and somewhere else, whatever. But I'm just saying, it's doable. Them niggas could not be dead. This is the kind of world we live in. That they can, that shit can be set up that big to where the TV, media, all them people in on it, or either fell for it, and some people was on it at the beginning, and then the rest of the people fell for it, but these people been around these tricks. They know what, you know, media's do, and, you know, Puffy them know that type of shit. Pac was in there reading a book about how, you know, a dude named Machiavelli faked his death. This was a book about a man that done it before. And that's where he got his little imagery, you know, talking about killing Illuminati and all this and that, whatever, because he was reading that book about a man faking his death already. When you read something, man, you learn a lot. You know what I mean? So, you know, in my eyes, all I try to do is teach people what I've learned out here. And you don't have to accept it. You don't have to follow the Illuminati shit I'm saying, you know, whatever. You see me posting stuff all the time on my Facebook. You know, I'm a part of this Illuminati compilation that's finna come out, and the shit is called Fuck the Illuminati. And you think the people that's all on that one, all they got to do is get that one CD on somebody's desk and be like, somebody trying to kick up some noise. But everybody on that goddamn CD going to be looked at. You know, but that's what I take. You know, I take those chances if that's what it means to really do something out here. Some people just want to get theirs and get up out of here. They don't give a fuck about nobody else. They want their chain, their 20-inch rims, their house, and they good. But me, myself, I care about everybody. Because even after I'm gone, I still wouldn't want my sons and my nephews and my nieces and my daughters and all of them to have to go through the shit that's coming. So I say something, you know, and a lot of people ain't going to listen to when you're saying something. They, you know, they'll listen, they'll play your music all day when you're talking that stupid shit. But when you're saying something, it's like, oh, man, I don't want to hear that. And that's cool because I'm going to keep saying this shit until you do hear me, because eventually you're going to have to hear me, because when the shit start going down and stuff going on, who voice you're going to hear in your head? Mine. The one that was telling you this shit over and over and over and over again, like, damn, Emo used to be talking about this shit. All in his music, all in his videos, all on his radio show, all in his posts. Everywhere he was at, he was talking about this shit. So you would have to add that up and give me my props one day. So that's what I do it for, man. I do it for history, like longevity, to where, you know, this shit will last forever because, wow, that nigga was really talking some shit that was really going on. And I'm not the first dude. I'm not the last. You know, people like Public Enemy and all that got shut down a long time ago because they was talking something. And the people will take them and put them out there and make a lot of money off of it because it's selling. But, shit, as soon as they ain't selling whatever, they don't give a damn about what you talking about. Nobody want to hear that no more. Gangster music came around. They want to hear gangsters. So now they're behind gangsters, the Snoop Dogs and all that. Now they don't want to hear no gangster no more. So now they're behind the little pop music and the doosh, doosh, doosh. You know what I mean? Every rapper got to be rapping on a beat like that now. Listen to the radio. You hear it. Ain't nothing real on there. Nothing but the same old shit every 2 minutes. Lil Wayne, How to Love, come on, every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes. Thank God It's Friday, and all them old Beyonce, come on, every 10 minutes. The same songs just go in rotation. And that's because they run all of this shit. They figured out they had to just stop motherfuckers from doing their own goddamn thing. We got to lock up these radio stations. We got to lock up this music stuff because people are selling music and making all kind of money without us knowing. We got to lock up this weed shit. We got to lock up this dope and crack and all that. And then we're going to create a real drug that they can come get it from us, like ecstasy or this, this, and that. Who has a pill-making machine in their house? Tell me one dude that you heard about or seen. Post that shit on my page. Tell me, oh, yeah, my homie got a machine at the house that make the ecstasy pills. Do that for me. And then you, hopefully, when you think about that one thing, like, damn, ecstasy is, it got to be made in a fucking pharmacy somewhere. Those pills that's getting made by the thousands and being all over the world hella quick got to be made somewhere where they make pills at. There's never been a place in America or a dude in America or a store you can just walk into and see people making pills. A drug lab get busted because they was in there making pills. No, maybe some meth. Maybe they was cooking some crack. Maybe they was cutting down trees or growing trees. But you ain't never seen a person get busted with an e-making, e-pill-making machine. So right there, just tell you, you know, they say that e-pills is mixed with all kind of drugs all in one thing. So you got a chemist in the lab somewhere that's making drops and putting stuff in the shit and cutting this little powder to the side and that much amount of that powder and that much that amount of powder and then putting it in a pill form saying, okay, that's it. That's it? Oh, yeah, that's it. This is what we're going to call ecstasy. All right, let's run it. Put it in the factory, and then next year, you know, here comes some person, he goes slip this person some and that person some. You know, them people just as much crooks as you think any other crook in your neighborhood is. But that's a big
Yeah. Can't take me.
You feel me?
Captain of the motherfucker.
Don't hurt my shit.
No bop with Poppy Blaze. Poppy Blaze. Understand? It's Poppy, baby.
I might try to clap those if I think she's in pain. She got potential, just need some training.
No complaining, gotta do as I say. No question, daddy, we about to get paid. Who's my baby doing money transactions? Clap those, the booty cheek clap.
The booty cheeks clap when I touch those. Need Jacksons and Benjamins to touch my hoe. Lemon in the rough, I made her what she is. My job rock a pistol and hers a give. Give me all the fatty, we need some loot. Leave a scratch on my bitch, take aim and shoot. Whoopies, Johnny, or a sip in the soup. Fucking all tight for this money we pursue. I came like the truth, or Kevin Garnett. Might do her Rick James if she disrespects. Come on, little baby, we gotta get guap. To make hella dough, just like a little cock.
Like a little cock, just kind of hoe up. Tell Sack on the map and cast and blow up.
Blow up like a sack explosion. And I'll never be broke cause I keep her motion.
No bop, with Poppy Blaze. Don't understand, it's Poppy Blaze.
Might try to clap those if I think she's paid. Baby got potential, just need some training.
No complaining, gotta do as I say. Don't question daddy, we gotta get paid. Get paid. Don't job daddy, doing money transactions. If she's paid, right. No, the booty cheeks clap. That's no complaint. I don't understand what the fuck that she say. Fuck that broke bitches, they don't speak my lingo. So go post on the track like a fucking flamingo. If she don't know how, then I'll show her the way. To get money, gotta trick and sell herself to get paid. I'm a modern age master, I'm hacking a bitch. She gotta pack it all up or I'm slapping a bitch. I'm jacking a bitch. If she don't act right, you're finna suck on some dick and run the track tonight. I'm a mad game, cold as Alaska, or the snow on the top of the mountains of Shasta.
The mountains of Shasta, the chips are Shasta. The Mac Dre, a broke bitch slap. The captain of the ship, the boat set rocking, and my cash team niggas don't keep shit popping.
Yo, bop, with Poppy Blaze. I don't understand, it's popping, baby.
I might try to clap those if I think she can pay me. Baby got potential, just need some training.
No complaining, gotta do as I say. Don't question daddy, we about to get paid. Hey, old job Betty doing money transactions. If the truth has dough, the booty cheek clap.
Yo, bop, it's Boppy Lane.
I took another lollipop like a bop in training. So I kept spitting that Southside game. You know about the track, baby, what's your name? Baby girl was a freak cause she wasn't spinning. So I told her about the smack and then I hopped up in. I need all the spinach, collards and mustard. But my shit kept this game cause it's sweet like cousins. The ass was stupid, the titties was done. Up to myself, she could bring in the fun. I popped in her ear and she's ready to run. So we always get dough when the whole bitch comes.
When the whole bitch comes, the money supply. When the money got the dough, it's a hell of a night.
It's a hell of a sight. What's smack up, back up, back up. On a quest, then go out and get it.
Yo, bop, with Poppy Blaze. Poppy Blaze, you understand? It's popping, baby.
Might try to clap those if I think she's petty. Baby got potential, just need some training.
No complaining, gotta do as I say. No question, daddy, we gotta get paid. No job, daddy, doing money transactions.
The booty cheeks clapping.
Booty cheeks clapping. Booty cheeks clapping. Booty cheeks clapping.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? What's happening? I'm back. As you see, they cut a nigga off. I think I was talking too much, you know what I mean? But it's all good, though. We back at it, keeping in mind. You're tuning in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday, 10 p.m., man. I keep it real with myself and you, too. That's all I can do, man. Just keep it real, you feel me? But now I think I got a call online and shit. Let's see what they want to talk about. You know how it is. What's happening? Who on the line with me?
What's up with you, boy? This is Easy.
What's up with you, Cali Easy?
Yeah, what's cracking? Yeah, just checking you out and whatnot, listening to the show and everything. Some good information you putting out there, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to tell these cats about what you think about the Illuminati, man?
Shoot. I think I've been studying a lot about it, but I feel like, you know, a lot of people, you know, they need to pay attention to be up on game and, pay attention about what will be going on out there. I just seen the speech a little earlier. I was watching, and then funny, like I said, then I called in to check in on you on topic, and you putting it out there. Then I seen the little thing, the link that you had for the mixtape. So I peeped that out. I seen the little the previews and all that. Shoot, I pay attention to all that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's fire, man. It's like, you know, you gotta, you know, be aware of everything, you know. So, you know.
Bottom line, reason why I say something, you know, I don't know it all. I just be like, man, is y'all seeing this? You know what I mean? It's like, what do you think? You know? Crazy,
yeah.
Though, bro. Real.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? What's been going on with you?
Oh, just doing all kinds of different types of businesses and stuff like that, trying to get a name out there or whatnot, and open up different businesses and stuff like that, expand it. And like I say, I got, people can check me out on the YouTube. I got the YouTube account. It'd be under DJ Calazizi. And I got some videos and stuff like that I've been putting together. That's already out. That's uploaded and stuff like that. Stuff with, like, Killer Tay, stuff with, like, Pizzo, stuff like that, and KJ, and some other radio shows directly with Omar Vision, stuff like that. And just recording and doing another paperwork and doing court battles and stuff like that, trying to get ready for my people, for my seed and all that, so... That's what I've been up to.
That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening. You said DJ Khaled. Yeah, see, y'all say he said DJ Calazizi on YouTube. Go look that up, man, and holler at my partner, see what he up to. You know how we do it out here. So yeah, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro. I'm finna try to get some of this music on real quick and keep it mobbing.
Okay, good luck. Did you get a chance to put some upload on this show? I came in a little bit late, but I didn't get a spin of the other song that I sent in, whatever, last few weeks or whatnot. The material I gave you didn't get a chance to put in rotation yet, right?
No, it's going in there right now. I'm doing it right now, matter of fact.
Oh, okay, good luck. All right.
I'm gonna get that on for you all day. I got a whole bunch of songs sitting up in this email, and I'm downloading them right now.
Okay, that's what's up. I'll be getting at you.
Bro, real talk, and stay tuned, man. I'm going to make sure, you know, we get deeper into you and letting people know who you is, man. But, you know, y'all check out that YouTube, man. Check my boy out, though. Anything else you want to say anywhere else I can find you at?
Yeah, and then on the Facebook, on the Facebook, you can find me under ZZ Wilson, ZEZEWILSON. That's about it on that note.
That's what's up, bro. On that note, man, you be safe, and I'll holler at you in a minute.
Okay, good looking. All right.
All right, brother. Yeah. That's the homie Calazizi. Always support me, man. You know, I've met that brother personally, but, you know, as far as I know so far, that brother has been supporting me and staying in touch with me, man. So I really appreciate when people do that, man. It means a lot to me. I don't know, like, what kind of artist everybody else claim to be and they trying to be, you know. But me, I want to be, like, the same dude I am now when things get bigger and better. Ain't no if to it, because we ain't got no choice. We got to make this pop. Shit going on every day that show me, okay, I'm headed there. But at the same time, I want to be the same dude that I am now, messing with people that, you know, that ain't got it yet, that ain't up there yet, but we trying to get it. And we coming together now. So then when I come up, I got people that's really my friends that I've known for a long time, not just a bunch of new people hopping on the bandwagon. You feel me? Because I ain't with that groupie shit. I ain't with, you know, a whole bunch of females standing out the window or some dudes, you know, what's up, bro, you emo? You know, I'll be cool with everybody and all that, but if you just being a groupie and all, man, I ain't even on like that and people do me like that now. You know, it's cool, but just walk up to me like a regular human being, talk to me like a regular human being, and I'm going to treat you with the same respect. But if you come with disrespect, that's just how society is. We can't accept no disrespect. You feel me? So all of my people that you hear on this line calling, you might not know them now, but if you get to know them, you will see why I know them. And when you get to know me and you come walk up to a big concert I'm doing, whatever, most likely you're going to start seeing these people that I know right there with me. You know what I mean? So I like to give people a shot that I know on the show. I'm not no big dude, so, you know, I like to come up with my people. You feel me? So that's what we on right now, man. Emo TV. I keep saying that, man. This is not Emo TV. That's on YouTube.com/Emo3000. This is Real Talk with Emo Radio Show. Every Monday, 10 p.m., man. You know how we do it. I'm going to keep it mobbing.
Connected out. like these filthy rich. That whole unit got G's like 56. And we hustle like Nipsey pushing little crack. Cause I'm connected on the west like O'Shea Jack. I'm about whatever I can get it for the right price. Just in your budget to the balls, looking up right. Whether you looking for the snow or the hard white. My East Yola niggas gotta get it all night. I just call this shit a game, but I don't play. I'm getting word from the white boys in World Bay. I'm Mr. Southbound I-5 freeway. And dropping quarters in the nickel where the cheese stay. So check the resume and bring my name up. I bet you say that boy can help you get your change up. Step your game up and it can go down. I got the pure shit to ever hit your fucking town. I exit out of Cali, we go to St. Charles. I can give you what you need, just give me 24 hours. I got full out of Dago, running to the bank. Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, L.A. I'm connected out of Cali, we go to St. Charles. I can give you what you need, just give me 24 hours. I got full out of Dago, running to the bank. Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, L.A.
Fuck boys, never seen it coming, not in sight. But I can give a fuck if you bitch niggas like me, I'm getting money. And it's a well-known fact, Valley Boys and Live Wire got that Cali connect. From Dado to L.A., back to the pack. The blood nigga on seminary, flatline in the track. From Sin City to Sim City, bitch gon' get them chips. On the back street, lot lives the internet of the script. Bitch, sock it to my pocket, I need it all. I need it all. First, ass, last. Follow rules, regulations, and laws. From Marina to Sabrina, stocked in the Modesto. Hit me on my hip, iPhone, Android, Metro. We do it live in the filthy five, ask your bitch. The young go get us with the business, man, about stack of tips. Get them goons and gorillas, man, keep your shit lit. Got to connect to water brigades with the mouthpiece of a pimp.
I'm connected out of Cali. We go to St. Charles. I can give you what you need, just give me 24 hours, I got full out of Dago. Running to the bay, Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, L.A. I'm connected out of Cali, we go to St. Charles. I can give you what you need, just give me 24 hours, I got full out of Dago. Running to the bay, Stockton, Modesto, Bakersfield, L.A.
Pull off From the hub and every ghetto ain't the same. A lot of people already know exactly where it's at, cause it's the home of the jackets and the crap. Yeah, that's the name of my hometown. I'm going down in the town where my name is all around it, and they're just be hating it. It's, that's a pity, but I ain't doing nothing but claiming my city for my city.
Where they acting a fool and they carry them tools. Them sick dudes in the streets of Compton, where I found the gang. He was stacking his chain to maintain in the streets of Compton. To the scope, got low for the dough and feel more from the streets of Compton. Now we stacking the bread, never one from the fans, they shake dreads in the streets of Compton.
My lyrics, I'm doubling up and proving the suckers I can throw them, passing the natural 10 to 4 and 6 to 8 before I go. Not really in the freestyling or trying to promote violence, but they gotta know about the 5-5-4. So that's how I'm living, I do as I please, B. A young gangster putting work on these Cali streets, and everybody knows that you gotta be stomping if you're born and raised in Compton.
Where they acting a fool and they carry them tools, them sick dudes in the streets of Compton. Where I found the gang, he was stacking his chain to maintain in the streets of Compton. Took the trip to the scope, got low for the dough and feel more from the streets of Compton. Now we stacking the bread, never one from the fans, they shake dreads in the streets of Compton.
Now Compton is a place where all my sick and chill, dawg. Till I found out the streets get real, dawg, about a year ago. Somebody must have wanted me to die, cause they kicked in the door and gave a young kid 5. They must have thought that I was gonna play the pimp role, cause I lived through 4, 5, 6 holes.
But I ain't going out like no faggot ass clown. They found they couldn't keep a gate digging down.
So here's the burner in your face. Oh, well, I'm silly sucker ass clucker. Now you're ducking cause you can't stop a YG gangsta. Cause I'm true to my game, you're lame, and things ain't gonna never be the same. Cause I'm looking like the game is taking over. I really don't think I should have to explain. Oh yeah, I'm a dog, but my name ain't Rover. And I'm the kind of nigga that's feeling no pain. Sometimes I have to wear a bulletproof vest, because I got the CPDs are written across my chest. A gangster, oh, but I'm never ceasing to impress. My name is Young Game, so you can off the rest. I'm coming like this, and I'm coming directly, cause my nigga getting all stirred up. I'm doing damage quite effectively. Rhyming is a battle zone and singing here win, cause I'm a gangster from the C-O-N-P-T-O-N.
Where they acting a fool and they carry them tools, them sick dudes in the streets of Compton. Where I found the gang, he was stacking his chain to maintain in the streets of Compton. Took the trip to the scope, got low for the dough and feel more from the streets of Compton. Now we stacking the bread, never one from the fans, they shake dreads in the streets of
young James, shot your niggas out.
Hell, nigga.
Yeah. Let them know, my nigga.
Been a gangster in a 2K2.
CPT, we can represent.
My game is in the house. And right about now, I like to send a shout out to my big brother.
Tell him.
Big Face Honey, what's up,
nigga?
Young Vale, what's up, nigga? Enoch, Frog Dog, Lil Face, Whack, Squib,
tell him, my nigga.
Beat me quick, and my nigga Wing.
Represent.
We still waiting on you to get home, baby.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Young Gang, you're doing your thing, man. You're destined to be a star, and you're destined. Come with it. Yeah, man. Think I'm gonna go jump in this running head on back to Fillmore, California, man. Count this PayPal, man. You know what I mean? Cause it's big business. G-Man stand on the guitar, man. G-Man stand on the track. You know what I mean? We taking it worldwide. We bringing it back to the Oregon, where it all starts. Looking to find a way studios. Get it right. Looking to shake some figure. I'm that nigga that's talking on every record. 2002. Oh boy.
The West Coast Show. The West Coast Show.
Oakland, Richmond, Vallejo, San Jose, Stockton, paper chasers with mayo, the jungle in Daisy City, Pittsburgh with scales in the bay where we bossed up, chop dope and sail. The Instano, the Figaro, serving verses from Filmo, bouncing out that bucket, we tucking nothing but sealed up, strike across the Bay Bridge, Oakland City's the grimiest, the Brandy Park of Brookfield, 98 where you find me at, in front of the coffee table, money counters is choking, man, stroking my double bag, I'm open to get the poking, man, cuz, hand me my holster, Turney Sammy the Sosa, make them hand me their coats up and take their shoes when they post up. Nothing but a black boy, Barry, a ballin' hot boy. Six young buckles in a bucket with beer, toting the chop boy. Been thuggin', been on for the grind, been messin' with paper chasers, been reppin' the West Side. Northern California with them thugs ride, pushing scrapers, getting papers off the mudslide. Independent with that grindin' for 1-5. Big, tell them where you from, the West Side, West Side. Northern California with them thugs ride, pushing scrapers, getting papers off the mudslide. Independent with that grindin' for 1-5. Big, tell them where you from, the West Side, West Side. Extra, the word is official. Big and bought out, the whole West is with you. Feeding the underground, so we got some issues. Clear it up, cause it might get you. Around 2002, February to be exact, on an expedition to find a few facts at the hip hop summit. Before a kind of wrestle singers had a meeting with bigger figures to teach about them digits now. Spotted a cypher, looking rapping to get a deal. So I sat in the back and just chilled, watching Young Gang bust up a Trey D and Yogi. When they left and I walked up, he said he already know me. Ain't you the dude that put out Long Beach to feel more? Yeah, I'm that again that had dad getting squealed up. Told him I can hit him hot with a mixtape with Nas. You be the Compton, had Dr. Dre taking a pause. And he told me he was banging how them boys really shot him. And 4 months later, at the map came and got him. And same time, the M signed 50, signed him quickly. You can't be picking, let's get money, I'm independent with it. Northern California with them thugs ride, pushing scrapers, getting papers off the mudslide. Independent with that grinding for 1-5. Big, tell them where you from, the West Side, West Side. Northern California with them thugs ride, pushing scrapers, getting papers off the mudslide. Independent with that grinding for 1-5. Big, tell them where you from, the West Side, West Side. 10 years of Kid Low Records, check the records, I've been respected. The number one grinder, nobody can stand next to. 100 albums strong, the underground King Kong. And I smack them like ping pong. When I back up like Ming Long, keep safe. When I stepped in the place, it's getting costly. Invested $1 million to start up this Black Wall Street. Got calls on my next deal from the murder dog and the XL. Independent with straight mail. When I bounce back, you can't tell. Northern California with them thugs ride, pushing scrapers, getting papers off the mudslide. Independent with that grinding for 1-5. Big, tell them where you from, the West Side, West Side. Northern California with them thugs ride, pushing scrapers, getting papers off the mudslide. Independent with that grinding for 1-5. Big, tell them where you from, the West Side, West Side.
Yeah,
hustle and ass MC Hammer. Against the system, I went broke records before anybody. Get it right, man. JT Figure, DJ Backside Productions.
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Better choose this one. Hey, yo, listen up. Are you ladies out there that be twerking? You know what I mean? But I think you can twerk.
Think you can.
Go ahead and twerk to this. Go ahead and upload some YouTube videos. I want to see you twerk. Where I'm from? Yada the I. I want to see you womp, womp, womp it.
Yeah, I see you, girl. I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. The time you drop it low, I want to see you womp it. Womp, womp. See you moving to the groove, and now I wanna see you do it on me. I ain't laughing, it ain't funny. You ain't fucking with no dummy. I just wanna get a piece of you before I go. Pretty fitting, pretty titties, pretty face, and pretty feeling. With a friend, I wanna feel me while I'm feeling her. I ain't worried, we can do it. Got my back against the wall with two pairs of booties, and I ain't talking babies. I'm talking grown ass women that I'm swimming in. Smell like cinnamon, real feminine. You know I'm into them, I'm a wolf in the den. I'm gonna get whatever I need for me and my kin. I don't need your friends. You and her leave right now with me, and you be sure third. I don't need no coat, I'm cold, bitch, bird, but I'm hot like fire, and it won't get burned. Clean like a board of hell for no germs. All in the apple bottom of my worm. Maybe, baby, you gon' learn that you must sit and wait your turn, cause I do not want you to stop it. Girl, I wanna see you womp it. Yeah, I see you, girl. I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass is in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. The time you drop it low, I wanna see you womp it. Womp, womp.
The way you going, you really pop that ass sweet like kettle corn. I never seen it done like that before. It's like you foreign. I swear to God, I watch you all night, girl. You never born. Your girls womp it too. Who y'all the womp it crew? Well, I ain't mad at you. Do whatever wompers do. I'm not gonna stand here and just watch you work. I'm tired of logging on. I'm trying to feel the twerk. See it in action, live and direct. On your boy, straight bouncing like a check. Where they do that at? They gon' do that here, and I'ma bounce it back. Bet they ain't ready for no shit like that, cause I can do it with the clothes on, do it with the clothes off. Turn your own high, then do it till you doze off. Tell your girlfriends, we can all get lost. I'ma have you sweating like you drank a can of hot sauce. Yeah,
yeah, I see you, girl. I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass is in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. The time you drop it low, I wanna see you rock it. Wow.
Show. Remember, if you ever miss the show, you can always visit blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. That's streets spelled with a Z. And listen to any past shows you may have missed. Or check me out on facebook.com/emo3000, and I'll make sure you get what you need. Once again, thanks for chilling with the real. And be sure to come back every Monday at 10 p.m. West Coast time so we can do it all over again. And remember, life is too short to waste time to be something you're not. Be the best person you can be is all I can ask. And that's real talk. Be safe and smoke out.
There is help a call away, 1-800-HATERS-RELEASE, and operate.